Speaking of the best, let's go to FHN. And here today, Dial-A-Doc program president and CEO of FHN, Mark Gridley's back with us again today. Mark, good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining me. It's always great to talk to you. Of course, year-end, we at least speak at year-end. And, of course, holiday greetings from FHN. I know it's been a busy year in 2018 at FHN. Give us some of the high points from your perspective as president and CEO.
Sure thing, Scott. There's been so much activity, it's really hard to isolate just a few. Some of the things that we're really proud of is bringing in a new HANA table, which allows our orthopedic surgeons to do an anterior hip approach. And what that really means is that they do it in a way that's not as invasive or damaging and decreases recovery time. So it's a very popular technique now for working on hips and other orthopedic procedures. So we're really pleased to be able to offer that. We've seen great success with the opening of our Physicians of Media Care here in the Freeport market, and that location seems to be thriving and very busy and had a lot of positive feedback from people about the convenience. Our vein center continues to grow as we've seen more and more people, and sometimes not the folks that you would think about that have been suffering from aching legs for a number of years that are finally getting some relief. And, of course, we've had new providers joining our team, which is always exciting. We have Dr. Tim Lorry, who is joining our gastroenterology team, has been very well received. We welcome back Dr. Keith Martin and his nurse practitioner, Sarah Smith, to our women's health service line as well. And we continue to grow with access as far as being able to offer one-call appointments for new patients. Our cancer center has a 3-day appointment guarantee to make sure we get people in. We've been working out in the community with our Connected Dots program, which is really getting a lot of stakeholders together to think about how can we coordinate care. We continue to offer our drive-through flu shots, which has helped with vaccinations. Our family counseling center has had a 50-year anniversary. And we celebrated one of our nurses, Tracy Love, who became the Illinois Rural Health Professional of the Year. We continue to see great results from our centers of wound healing. And there's just so much more that I'm sure I'm forgetting to mention.
Well, yeah, we're president and CEO of FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today, Mark Gridley, talking to us. Mark, I know that FHN has many projects as well that that you really connect to the community. Talk about some of these projects that you enjoy success in the communities.
Well, that's been one of the highlights of my years, being able to work with a lot of different people outside of the organization, as well as having our executive team, our physicians and providers working with those individuals as well, to think about what can we do to really help our community. So we continue to promote healthy activity and healthy behaviors through our Miles and Minutes programs, our sports physicals, making sure our kids are well and ready to participate in activities. We've had a Get Fit Team Challenge. We have our Festival of Trees, which is always a highlight of this season. Had our Family Health Fair, our Women's Night Out events, a number of speaker series and community health forums. We had our first 5K, a Healthy Heart Hustle, this summer to help promote, again, well-being and healthy activities. And we're proud to be partners with the Enhanced Win with Wellness Grant, which is a number of stakeholders to try and improve the heart health overall throughout our communities. So a lot of activities going on, not only in 2018, but many to look forward to in 2019.
I know that, you know, FHN, of course, obviously an important part of Northern Illinois communities, but how do you as president and CEO see your role here on behalf of FHN as contributing to quality of life?
Well, I believe it's our only reason for existing. You know, that's our mission, is to make sure that we're promoting healthcare excellence throughout our communities, which means doing all we can to try and promote healthy and well-being individuals throughout our community and serving all of those in need the best that we can. So our role really goes on to being local, making sure that we're focusing on issues that are really on the people's mind that are living in this community, making sure that we're focused on what economic development we can help out with, whether that's providing jobs, increasing our size or scope, or developing our workforce, and doing whatever it is that we can to keep things local.
I know that the environment out there is challenging, in particular for healthcare. What has been one of the larger challenges for FHN?
I think the most significant challenge that we've had over the past couple of years has just been the changing political environment. And there are so many regulatory agencies that we're working with, and there's been just a lot of debate on what is happening with healthcare. Certainly, it's on top of many Americans' minds. you know, from the White House on down to the family household. It's a big discussion for people with the cost of health care. So the changes that are occurring swiftly, and the biggest challenge is making sure that we adapt to that while ensuring quality and safety for individuals.
What about your patients out there? What should they think about? How is healthcare or maybe healthcare insurance coverage going to change in general in this upcoming year? Any thoughts on that?
In 2019, there's not a lot of large-scale changes. There's quite a bit of proposed regulations that are out there, and of course, President Trump has the Affordable Care Act, and always somewhere not too far from his mind. And so we're looking to see if there are going to be any landslide type of changes, none that we're really seeing. We do know that the Affordable Care Act with the marketplaces, there's been limited choice over the past several years, and I can see that choice continuing to restrict into 2019, which is important for us as an organization to make sure that we're participating in as many provider plans as we possibly can.
We're talking to the president and CEO of FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program, Mark Gridley, here today. Mark, I know you've been planning for this. You know, the calendar's turning around here. Really, you know, January 1st is coming up here. What do you see ahead for FHN specifically now for 2019?
For 2019, what we're planning to do is to continue to get outside of our own doors. So that means making sure that we're working with a lot of our community members with some innovative programs, and partnering with whomever we can partner with to really help people change their lifestyles to promote those healthy behaviors, as well as making it a year of investment in the organization. We're looking at some significant equipment upgrades, updating some of our aging facilities, and continuing to grow and offer the services that people count on us for.
What do you enjoy most about leading FHN?
By far and away, that's the easiest question I get, because it's always the same answer. It's the exceptional people that we have here. I am so blessed to work with such a great team of caregivers, individuals who are dedicated, compassionate, talented, highly skilled, and quite frankly, it's humbling to be able to serve all of them. So by far and away, that's what I enjoy most is our people.
And I don't think many people know, or at least I remember, you're a former Cheesehead, right?
I am. That's correct.
Packer fan or Bear fan?
I am a Packer fan.
All right. Okay. Even yet?
Even yet. I know it's been a tough season, but we all have those.
All right. Talk about how people can stay up to date with everything that's going on at FHN, Mark.
Well, there's always so much going on, so a good way to do that is listening to your radio program and hearing these interviews. Also, we try and make sure that we're sending out The Insight, which is a publication that hits people's mailboxes. We get featured in other local media. We have an FHN Facebook page, which we try and keep up to date and let folks know what's happening. And, of course, our website, fhn.org, is a great place to be able to get those resources on our calendar.
And what about the Gridleys? Any special holiday plans or New Year's resolutions at all?
There is so much going on here locally in our area, so we're really trying to enjoy that as much as possible. My two boys are at an age where they're participating in a lot of activities like choir and the Festival of Trees and some scouting activities, so we have a lot going on, but really keeping here close to home and enjoying all we have to offer. As far as New Year's resolutions, it's really kind of role modeling what I'm talking about for our organization, which is, you know, focusing on my own health and wellness into the new year. Sometimes it's something I don't pay as much attention to as I need to.
Well, you're a guy. That's what we do. That's what we do, right? That's what we do. Anything else you'd like to mention in closing?
I'd probably just like to say thanks to everybody out there. Happy holidays to everyone. We really appreciate folks choosing FHN. It really is a privilege and an honor to be able to serve so many throughout our community.
Mark, always great to talk to you. Great information. I'll see you soon, and let's talk again soon, all right?
Sounds great. Have a great holiday, Scott.
Are you as well. Mark Gridley here today, the president and CEO of FHN. That's the FHN Dial-A-Doc program here today. This is The Morning Mess.